Wednesday, the North Carolina House voted overwhelmingly 82-17 to approve a bill that would return the Board of Ethics and Elections to its former state in 2016. The current state of the board was ruled unconstitutional by a 3-judge panel back in October, and the board was set to expire next week after an extension. WFA's Cole Del Charco has more on the bill and what it could mean in the case of a re-election in the 9th Congressional District.
The Board of Ethics and Elections would move back to a 5-member board with all members appointed by the governor. The board will also split back into 2, with an ethics commission taking the role of ethics regulation. Currently, the board has 9 members and is bipartisan. The bill would also keep voter ID out of any redos of 2018 elections. The Board of Elections is looking into election fraud that may have tainted a couple elections, including that of the 9th Congressional District between Republican Mark Harris and Democrat Dan McCready. Just this week, the head of the North Carolina GOP, Dallas Woodhouse, said he'd be open to a new election if early vote totals in Bladen County were leaked before Election Day, as he suspects. Harris, the Republican, was thought to have won the election with preliminary results showing he earned 905 more votes than McCready, but the State Board of Elections has twice declined to certify those results. McCready has called for a re-election if the investigation uncovers fraud. Another provision in the bill would require any re-election to start from the very beginning. Candidates would need to refile to run and participate in a primary all over again. Part of the bill addresses absentee mail-in ballots. If made into law, the 2 people who sign an absentee ballot as witnesses must agree that the person whose ballot they're signing is who they say they are. That's despite the fact that an amendment to the state constitution passed in November requires photo ID for in-person voting only. The Senate adopted the bill Wednesday afternoon and could vote on it as early as today. For WFAE News, I'm Cole Del Charco.